Paul, what I can tell you is that right now the parents have are in the police headquarters here in Accra, and a psychologist is currently talking to them. The police are saying that they would want to know what really is wrong with the parents, because there's a suspicion that they may not be mentally sound. So depending on the outcome of this particular examination, they will know whether to proceed to prosecute them or even take the children out of their custody. I've been speaking to the head of the Domestic Violence and Victim Support Unit in the community where this incident occurred. She's called ASP Christine Sofrenyo, and I asked her what the parents have been telling her about why they kept these children all this while.
According to what we have so far gotten from them, they don't want the children to be exposed to the general public. To them, the public is bad. People outside there are bad. They will influence their children negatively. So even school, they shouldn't go. Friends in school are bad. They will influence them negatively. So if they want to be good children, they should stay indoor so that they, the parents, will nurture them.
That was Assistant Superintendent of Police Christine Sofrenyo. Sammy, there have been talk about the inhuman conditions they've been living in. You visited the house. What did you see?
Yes, Paul, exactly. I'm very close to the house even as we speak right now, just that the house has been locked. But earlier, Paul, I can tell you, this is a four-bedroom apartment. Now, when you enter the house, the first thing that strikes you is that pungent smell. And that's because two of these rooms, they are rearing animals. Talk about sheep and then fowl. So you have these animals occupying two of the rooms, and the children occupy one room and the parents share the other room. I can tell you also that there is graffiti all over the place. The children have been writing on every available space, and these writings are not readable or understandable, but they've written on the walls, on the floor. Also, if you look into the kitchen, the utensils are stained, the sink, it smells badly, there's stagnant water in it. The children's bathroom is supposed to be white tiles, it's turned brownish. The whole room is unkept. The children also sleep on rugs, and the curtains look like they've not been washed for years. So it looks like an abandoned premises. And these children have been telling the police that the parents have been teaching them inside. The father does not work, so the father has been teaching these children English as well as mathematics. So the children are able to speak English and other local languages.
And where are the children being kept now?
As I speak to you, the police have taken them to a foster home where they are now receiving treatment and care. The police are saying that they will even need to probably re-examine the children and be very sure that the children are mentally sound now, because they don't know anybody apart from their parents.
What's been the reaction to this story in Accra?
Well, it's been very alarming and shocking. The news is now trickling in really fast, and almost everyone who hears about this story is so much shocked.
Well, I didn't imagine something like this would happen in Ghana. I mean, locking up kids and preventing them from interacting. Social development and growth also comes from being able to communicate and interact with people. So to restrict them is also to kind of restrict their mental development and growth.
It's very, very surprising that parents can keep children in the room for 8 good years without reasoning. It's amazing. It's uncalled for. It's understandable. And I don't know whether we have social services in this country at all. So for the 8 good years, there's no monitoring. There's nothing of such sorts that they can keep children in a room for 8 good years. For what offense that they have committed?
It sounds strange. It sounds strange. Normal people will not behave like this. People who really love their children.